The 2019 Human Rights Awards were held at Government House yesterday. One of the award winners is Jessie Lawrence, a grade 12 student from Corner Brook Regional High. She's being recognized for being a 2SLGBTQ+ advocate, as well as an advocate for young people in general. Lawrence spoke with VOCM's Allison King about what inspired her to become an advocate.
Most of my work within my community and within the province revolves around LGBTQ2S rights and Francophone rights and people of French expression, as well as youth rights. So I basically do any work that I see in my community that needs to be done, or if I see resources that are lacking or that are missing, I try to create those resources or build spaces where those resources can exist. So really be able to provide a community, like I said in my speech, that is accepting and kind and educated, because I think that is our first step to being accepted is education. I grew up here in Newfoundland. I was born at West, but we moved here when I was young, and for most of my time here, it's been I've been hearing what people say in schools and things like that, and I really want the rhetoric to change of people are now accepted, and I think it's really important that we notice that. So when I go to school and people are saying different things or slurs, it's I know that there's some people who aren't able to stand up to that, or who need the resources. So if I'm in a position to do that, I would love to help everyone and just create a community where everyone is safe.
What inspires you to do this work?
Mostly my friends, just seeing everyone around and making sure everyone is safe and happy. And I want everyone to stay alive in my school, basically. And I think we've lost enough people to suicide and enough LGBTQ kids as well to suicide. So the fact that I can create a space that makes people feel safe is immense. It's nice to be awarded with such an award, even though, of course, I don't think any of us who are here do it for the recognition. It's nice to know that people do recognize and that there is work being done and that it is moving us forward slowly.
Can you tell me a little bit about the future for you?
So Camp Ohana is going into our third year. We're working on raising funds, looking at grants, donations, that kind of thing. So every year, that's our big project that we work on, me and my friends. I'm also vice president of Francojeune, so we're looking at how the best way to advance is and how we can best create and support and provide resources for French youth and youth of French expression. In my school, I'm hoping to primarily make sure that everyone has a voice and that everyone's represented, especially at the school council and on the district level, to make sure everyone's voice is heard and make sure that the people who are in the positions of power, especially within the school board, hear our message and know what's actually happening on the ground in our schools.
And that is Jessie Lawrence. She is the 2019 Human Rights Award winner. Now, this year's Human Rights Champion Award went to Bridget Foster. She's been recognized for work as an advocate for immigrants and refugees. She began her work as a volunteer with Friends of Refugees, which is now actually the Association for New Canadians. She speaks with VOCM's Allison King.
I'm absolutely thrilled. I'm not certain it's just me that should be getting it. I think it's the whole of the organization that I worked for many, many years, 36 years, I think. And everybody there, I believe, is desperate to help people and help them settle and, you know, see them establish themselves and recognize what this wonderful place has to offer. I started off as a volunteer with the organization, and I wasn't very good at that because I didn't like being told what to do. So I then was lucky enough that they recognize I perhaps had a little bit of ability, so I became the executive director, and from that moment on, it became my whole world, and I consider myself very fortunate that I saw and helped so many people.
What inspires you to do this type of work?
I think when I first came here, I hadn't got anything to do. So I was looking for something to do, and I just got hooked. Right? It became my life, and it still is. I'm not certain that's right, but it still is all I am interested in. I just want people to understand how special this province is.
And you talked about in your speech how you came to Newfoundland for 6 months and you stayed. Can you tell me a little bit about why that is?
I came here because my husband took a job. He is supposedly a fisheries expert. And, you know, when he was ready to leave, I said, there's no way I'm leaving here, because I was already very involved with the, first of all, the Vietnamese boat people. And it went on. Then the whole of the Berlin Wall came down and we had a lot of people from the former Yugoslavia, Poland, Bulgaria. Many of these people are still here and doing wonderful, wonderful things.